Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, the Senate and the House have reconvened in our nation's capital to take up the business of the American people. We'll take a quick look back to get a perspective of what comes next. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, the calendar's turned. We've moved into the new year, and there's a big list of to-dos on Congress's schedule. But we want to get some perspective in terms of where we've been over the last year and what that might tell us, how it might inform our decision-making as we move into 2024 and beyond. And to help us do that, we're really thrilled to have joining us on the program today, Mitt Romney, Senator from the state of Utah. And Senator, Happy New Year to you. Welcome back to our nation's capital, and a lot of work yet to be done.
Well, thank you, Boyd. Good to be back in the saddle here, and a lot is happening. We'll see if we can get things across the finish line, but at this stage, it looks promising.
All right. Well, let's do a quick look back. You were involved in some real crucial conversations over the course of 2023, and I want to just kind of bounce through a couple of those that I thought were really significant, and I want to start with China, because I think that's continuing to be a major issue. We know we have elections coming up in Taiwan this coming weekend. Give us some perspective of the conversations you were leading in 2023 and how that will shape important conversations in the new year.
Well, there's no question but that China is our major competitor on the world stage, and they intend to replace us to become the economic and military superpower, to have our currency replaced by their currency as the world's reserve currency, to be able to call the shots anywhere in the world. I mean, they have pretty ambitious objectives, and they've developed a game plan for achieving that. Unfortunately, our country has not put together a game plan to push back against them in the various parts of the world where they're acting. And the leader of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a Democrat, and myself did fashion legislation calling on the administration with the help of outside experts to develop a strategy that'll push back against China. And we're encouraged that we're receiving information about what they're doing, what we need to be doing. And we have a piece of legislation on China that that I think will ultimately get a vote in the Senate and the House this year, designed to finally have America take the initiative as opposed to always be responding to what China's doing.
Yeah, I think that forward-leaning strategy, I think, has been a big part of that conversation in terms of how we approach China. One component to that I'd love to have you play out just a little for us, Senator, because it does impact us here in the state of Utah as well, and that is the need to bolster our domestic critical mineral capabilities, which impacts so many different things, and our dependence on China for a host of things.
Yeah, you know, China was acting brilliantly, to tell you the truth. While we were asleep at the switch, they were going around the world buying up critical minerals, cobalt, lithium, nickel, and so forth. They were buying these things around the world, the mines where they're mined, or the processing facilities, such that they basically dominate almost all of the critical elements that are necessary for manufacturing the products of tomorrow. And we've let them do that without even competing to purchase these things ourselves. So we have insisted now with new legislation that we evaluate where we are, that we use our funds strategically to help get some of these resources for ourselves, that we carry out a complete audit of our military readiness with regards to those minerals as well. So there's a lot that we've finally got to be doing. The sad thing is it's taken us, well, almost a decade to finally figure out that, hey, we gotta begin to act here to make sure that we have the materials we need to manufacture the products that go into our defense capabilities as well as our economy.
Yeah, no question about that. One of the other bipartisan efforts that you were a part of last year dealing with infrastructure, give us a sense in terms of the trickle down of that and the impact here in the state of Utah.
Yeah, the good news is that we were able to help draft, and when I say we, myself and my team here in my office, were able to help draft the infrastructure bill, which was passed and has resulted in, well, not just hundreds of millions, but billions of dollars coming into Utah, water projects, transportation projects, everything from widening highways to getting new vehicles for our track system. I mean, it's there are all sorts of elements that needed to be refurbished and are being refurbished as a result of the funds that were put in that infrastructure bill. And it's something that, frankly, I think Republicans and Democrats agree on, which is if you invest in infrastructure, you make the economy able to move more quickly, you create more jobs, and you enhance our economic strength, which can then be turned into our military strength as well. So investing in infrastructure is generally considered by both sides of the aisle to be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, no question about that. And now I want to get into some of the forward-moving things. Obviously, we've got some deadlines coming up as it relates to funding the government. But before we talk about those specifically, I want to make sure we spend some time focused on an initiative that you and Senator Manchin have put forward in terms of the overall fiscal health, stabilizing the debt. Because I think if we don't have this conversation first, all the other questions just aren't going to last and aren't going to matter in the end.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the sad news is that our state is the only state in the nation that lists the deficit and the debt as a major political issue. The rest of the country seems to be asleep on this. I don't know why, but there just hasn't been much attention paid to the fact that we have over $33 trillion in national debt, and we're spending almost as much on interest on the debt as we spend on our military. I mean, how are we going to keep up with China and Russia, for that matter, if we're spending as much on interest as we do on our military? It's unthinkable. So Senator Manchin and I have put forward legislation to call for a commission or commissions to be established, bipartisan, that come up with a plan to get us to a balanced budget, to reduce the amount of deficit annually, and to get our debt down. This has to happen. It's politically difficult to accomplish in an election year because both President Biden and former President Trump want to say, oh, we don't want to change anything. We don't want to change any of the spending programs, but we've got to. We've got to change our revenues and our spending. We cannot continue to add massive more debt to our national balance sheet. Or the implications for the future are dire indeed.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think as you look at your last year in office, it's always one of those where time gets limited, focus becomes really sharp. And I think the fact that you and Senator Manchin rolled this out even before Congress reconvened, I think, is an important focus point for all of us. Give us some of the short term in terms of what you expect to see in the coming days. Obviously, the January 19th deadline is a first component. February 2nd, ironically, or maybe tragically, a Groundhog Day. It feels like we've been through this shutdown showdown before. Give us some sense in terms of what the conversations are and where you hope they'll go moving forward.
Well, and you know about this, Boyd, because you spent some time back in Washington, but there's this battle that's been going on, which is the majority leader, whether it's Republican or Democrat, typically doesn't want to see the normal process with lots of votes and amendments. Instead, they want everything to be held up at the very last minute where they can craft a bill basically by themselves and say, take it or leave it. If you don't pass this, the whole government shuts down. And that's what Chuck Schumer's been doing so far. He's the Democratic leader, as you know. He has not been moving the appropriations bills. They were they came out of committee back in July, and we haven't voted on there are 12 that have come out. We've only voted on three of them. We need to get these votes done. My guess is you're going to see the deadline come and go. We're going to have another continuing resolution for, I don't know, 30 days or 45 days or 15 days. To give more time for votes, but we're insisting on votes on individual bills with amendments so we can try and cut out some of the unnecessary spending.
Very important. And before I let you go, Senator, just give us a quick snapshot of some of the things in terms of Ukraine, Israel, border security, all of those things have kind of been wrapped together. Do those need to be decoupled? How do you expect to see those play out in the days ahead?
You know, I think it's likely that you'll continue to see funding for Israel, Ukraine, and an effort to close down the border. Those will continue to be combined. It's possible to be pulled apart. I don't think so at this stage. Look, let me note with regards to Ukraine. It is in our interest to see Ukraine succeed. You know, if we walk away from Ukraine, that says to the world, you can't count on America. One, they committed to help Ukraine in a circumstance like this, so we got to follow through on our word. But number two, Russia represents a threat to people throughout Europe. And if we just walk away, then Europe's going to walk away from us. And as we face a more assertive China, we need the help from our friends. We need to have friends. It's one of our great advantages as America, is that we have friends around the world. If we're not willing to stand with our friends when they're in need, they will not be with us. So it's in our interest to help Ukraine and to see them succeed. And if they don't succeed, it will not be because we weren't with them. We've got to be there with them. So I think you're going to see a border bill that finally closes down to a certain degree the mess we've got at the border. The Biden people and Chuck Schumer are fighting that tooth and nail, but we're going to keep on battling. Hopefully, get that done just in the next a couple of weeks here.
All right, a big long list, a big bite and a long chew, as we like to say, and many things to get done. Senator Romney, we appreciate you leading a lot of those crucial conversations, working on those bipartisan components and some things that not only impact where the United States is around the world, but impact us right here in the state of Utah as well. Senator, I know very busy day for you in Washington, D.C. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
Thanks, Boyd. Good to be with you.
All right, again, that's Utah Junior Senator Mitt Romney. Some really crucial conversations there. And we'll break all of those down as we go through the day, and they will splash over into a lot of the other topics we'll talk about today, tomorrow, and the rest of this week as we look at where we actually are on everything from funding to support Ukraine, aid for Israel, border security, funding the government, and how do we best position the United States moving forward with allies, with enemies, and right here internally, the unity that we need to have at home. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.